Welcome, Mike, to our first ever playoff underdog draft. Underdog's got a bunch of tournaments right now geared towards the NFL playoffs, not just fantasy playoffs, but you could play all the way through January, through February. Soon the Super Bowl is going to be played in March, April, maybe even May. We might have a summertime Super Bowl.
Big as a what?
Through Atlanta. Atlanta's going to be a movie when the Super Bowl
is. We're not
going to
draft a single Atlanta player.
All right, dial in, because what we're doing today is we are joining the Mitten. Now, the Mitten makes me smitten. And the Mitten plays from January 13th, I think, which is the first playoff game, January 8th or something, all the way through the end of the playoffs. And you're drafting the entire player pool right now in Underdog. So you are drafting with some foresight.
Some guessing.
Some foreskin.
Some luck.
So what we're going to do is put the playoff odds on the screen of every team. And as we draft, we're hopefully going to be drafting a lot of players that are in the playoffs. Because obviously, if you draft a team full of guys that don't make the playoffs, your score is going to be very low. But if you draft a lot of players that make the Super Bowl, big as the what, then you're going to be sitting pretty. So that's the aim of the game today. Let's throw you up on the big screen. Okay. You guys try to join these. These are going to be running all the way through the beginning of January. So you got time to get in there. Also, if it's your first time on Underdog, you could use code BDGE. So if you want to join the Mitten right here, it's $5 entry, $25,000 to first place. So if you get onto Underdog, you deposit 10 bucks, not only are you going to have two mittens worth of monies in your account, but they're actually going to double it. So you'll have four drafts of the Mitten ready to rip. So we're going to enter this right now. Take my money. Take my hush money.
What are we going to do with the 25 grand? Super Bowl tickets?
Ooh. Deal.
Oh, I guess we wouldn't.
We'll be late. Yeah. Next year's Super Bowl. All right. Well, you know what? If we win, we'll take a fan with us to next year's Super Bowl. We made this little chart on the right for you guys. Current playoff odds as of December 19th, as we're filming this per Action Network. All the teams on the right from top to bottom. Anyone with 100% is obviously clinched a playoff spot already. Let's move us into the middle here. The league, the team settings are, see the little I info button here. This is just not great production. Team settings. So you're starting one QB, one running back, two wide receiver / tight ends, one flex, which is a running back, wide receiver, tight end, and then five bench spots. There are only six people per league, so we're only drafting against five other people. But I bet right now they're not sitting there on Ecamm Live with a huge playoff chart right next to them like we are. So we're dialed in.
They're probably maxed out already.
Yeah, they're probably fucking 17 picks in.
How high are we drafting Sam Laporta?
Put it in the counter. Put us in the counter. Now we're fucking ready. Hank, J-Mo, we got the 1-0-4. Since we only start one QB, one running back, do you think it is smart to fade any position in particular?
I feel like if we could get Tyreek, we'd jump on that shit. We should probably pick a strategy and stick with it. Pick four teams right now that we think have the best chance, which okay. is probably what everyone's doing.
Well, I think the Niners are for sure the best team in the NFL right now. And I think with that, since we need like a lot of upside, I kind of feel like our strategy should be, well, there goes C-Mac. I feel like Debo's going to go. Debo feels like I want him as a top pick. Okay, there he goes at the 102. So going down that, do we feel good about any? I don't feel like great about betting on any other team.
I mean, it never hurts to like bet on Mahomes. That's, like when it comes down to it,
good point.
Never hurts.
But what do you think about Ayuk? Is that crazy with some of the other guys on the board?
Yeah, I feel like I'd still go with Tyreek. Because you also have to consider if you get the one seed, you're at a disadvantage.
True. You miss a week there of points.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek's there. I'm kind of down with that.
Or do we kind of want CeeDee Lamb? Because he's, don't be biased, he's almost guaranteed a second game. They're assuming they beat the home team, NFC South team.
That's a good point.
CeeDee or Tyreek's on me.
Who would Miami play? Do we know?
They'll probably match up against a 7 seed, which could be like a Buffalo or like a Colts.
You know what? Let's just take Tyreek. I think he's, fuck, we took CeeDee. That's fine. I gotta remember. I haven't been in best ball mode in a while, so I haven't been using the queue. I like CeeDee. I like that way of thinking. Don't love it, but I like it.
The Niners could drop one now and they'll still be the one seed. It's like, that's just a whole wild, like, we got to make it to the divisional round.
That's fair. But Tyreek could also be there.
Yeah. But if Miami wins out, they're the one seed. That's a big if.
Good point.
They got
good point.
Dallas, Baltimore, Buffalo.
So we might miss him week one and maybe not even get a second game. Smalls. All right, we're back up. So we can go with a QB here. Now, we took CeeDee Lamb, so I think we should wait on QB because there's a lot of good quarterbacks available. What do you think about a strategy of, one, maybe we should get our 49er share in George Kittle? He kind of goes boom, boom in the playoffs.
Maybe, or do you want to value town with Diggs? That's my point.
Dude,
I kind of like Amon-Ra. I think the Lions could get a playoff win.
Yeah?
Or Mahomes. It's Mahomes.
Let's go Mahomes.
Like it's
always Mahomes. Yeah. That's fair. Okay, I think Kittle would have been a good one just because we want to get a share of the Niners. I also think sneaky. I know no one really goes with running backs here whatsoever. I don't know if you have a strong take, but I kind of feel like Pacheco can go nuts down the stretch.
Yeah.
I could see them completely leaning on him in the playoffs. He's the only thing that's really helped, worked for them in the regular season.
Yeah, and Rashi's price is kind of already baked into being a hefty price you got to pay.
Yeah, Rashi would be a good one.
So should we almost like
where did
go?
Kelsey go?
2-1.
I don't like that they have the same color tight ends as
yeah,
receivers.
It's weird. Should we almost go with the strategy like, let's say Dallas and Chiefs are a Super Bowl matchup?
I'm down. I'm with the shits.
And maybe throw in some value. Like a team like you might want to play with is like the Rams. Like a 7-seed Rams versus like they might be a 6-seed, to be honest. Like a 6-seed Rams versus like a 3-seed Detroit. You know, Detroit's favored there, but that's like anyone's game. All of a sudden, high-powered offense, you're invested in them.
Is it the most ridiculous strategy to go with? Is that crazy? I kind of feel like it's the highest scoring position, and if we bet on those two being in the Super Bowl, like we'll probably get the highest scoring points. But we do have Pacheco available. We have Tony P, Rashi Rice. Amon-Ra is still there.
Can you click on it all? Like, could we wait around to get one of them later? Like, click on.
You could see the projection has like a. Oh, that's points, though.
So I think we could wait on Pacheco and get Dak right now. Oh, no. I guess they are back-to-back.
I think Amon-Ra is going to fall. Should we?
Let's just snag Pacheco. Yeah,
I'm taking Pacheco. Taking Checky.
None of those guys have QBs, so we'll see.
Lamar's going to go soon.
Yeah.
Luckily, which is fine, because then we have one guy who has a QB before us. Fuck, there goes Rice. That's not good. I'm panicking.
Like, do we really want to bank on a Chiefs wide receiver? I'm a Rashi fan. You know that.
Polly. There's a lot of pressure.
It's just a lot of, like, thinking, like, going back and forth on strategy. I don't think we've seen a single Jaguar go off the board. All right.
It was mostly. So we can get.
You don't want Dak?
We can get Dak here. Yeah, fuck it.
Low-key hurts passing up on Lamar.
Dak over Lamar is crazy.
But like right now. This is the way. Dude, did we just win?
No.
Are we going to the Super Bowl next year?
Someone else's.
Where's it at next year?
Do they already have that location?
Yeah.
Over a year in advance?
They probably have 2025s already.
Wouldn't 2025s be next year?
They probably have 2026s already. I don't know if I love Brandon Cooks here.
Me either. It's in
It's
in NOLA.
I like Gibbs. I think Detroit could get a playoff win as long as they like.
Me too. I feel like Detroit's probably too undervalued in these drafts.
Yeah.
Because we can start a flex play. We can only start one running back. We can start a flex play, so I don't mind going double running backs. The wide receivers came off
Porta too is like
we're hurting a little bit.
At wide receiver, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot
I
of
I mean,
good
we're, what we're gonna have to do is bank on like a 7-seed Rams or Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the damn Super Bowl? Is it in LA? No.
This year?
No, this year's Vegas.
Yeah, next year is New Orleans.
Ah.
Taking Cooks.
Okay.
Gibbs got taken already. So now we're cooking. We got both Dallas receivers. We got Preskey. We're gonna need to grab something from KC. What do you mean, Cooks?
I mean, we don't need to.
Games of the year.
Like, we don't have to go all in on these two teams. It's
I don't
just
know,
like
we do. We picked that.
If we made it this far, we were in. Like, how many other people are?
We basically won already.
Yeah. Now it's like we got to get there. This is where we take some Lions, some Jaguars.
Hell, am I doing? I'm so sorry, guys.
I don't even feel like we need that chart.
No, we don't. But it's just for the people. All right, we're back on the clock here. Putting a small in the corner.
You are fumbling.
Now you.
All right. Click the whole thing. Oh, you want a receiver?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, ETN's low. But he's my ass.
What about McKinnon? No, I wouldn't take him. What about Kyren?
Dude, yes.
Are we going too RB heavy? Yeah, let's go Kyren. Kyren's a goat.
We got two running backs.
Kyren's the absolute goaty goat.
I do not love, like...
The Rams have a 51% chance to make the playoffs right now. I do think they squeak out, though.
They make it?
I do, yeah.
I mean, it's huge. This week determines it. Like, are you going to beat the Saints or not on Thursday night?
Yeah. I also think just, like, I don't know. At this point, I want to bet on the quarterback, whoever has the best quarterback to lead their team, and Stafford.
I can't stand our wide receiver. Get Cup next round, even if we're reaching. Deal?
You want to bank? Let's go in on the Rams. Put your hand down.
Because Dallas and the Rams can't play unless they make it all the way. They'll both be wild card teams.
Correct.
Dude, we might have just...
That's what I was telling you.
People are going to take this stream and probably use the same fucking strategy. Okay, not Stafford. Maybe Stafford.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to take Kincaid? That's crazy sauce.
Oh, my God. That's a reach and a half. And OBJ?
You like Cup more than Puka?
Probably. I mean, it's really just 50-50, but I'm just thinking,
you
would like,
take Cup over Puka in Dynasty? That's crazy.
I'm just thinking playoffs, like, Cup's going to be him.
Yeah. Dude, let's go, Cup.
This
Fall
feels
to us.
Good. Dude, Ridley? I can't. It hurts me. Like, even though the Jags are a playoff team, I just can't.
Let's go.
Bank on them and putting up like crazy numbers.
Copperstein, welcome to the team.
Thing is, this is at the point where I feel like we're done and we still got to like strategize the last two.
We got three more picks.
Three.
I think we can grab. Actually, a lot of guys are waiting on QB. Joe Flacco. I'm curious to see.
Like, is three QBs the right strategy? I feel like it's not.
No, definitely not. We have very limited space. And it's not like we could start. Multiple.
All right. I'm thinking one more running back, two more receivers.
Minimum, yeah.
Well, that's all. We only got three picks left, right?
Well, I was going to say minimum two wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Puka and, like, Evans is available.
I'm thinking Puka just, like, if we want to go with that stack.
Might as well, yeah.
But we are fully in on the Chiefs now. Like, if they somehow, some way get bounced, it's...
We're fully in on all the teams that we picked. We have multiple guys from
correct,
team.
But like Dallas and Rams, like we at least have.
We have more of those guys than we do Chiefs.
That's okay, but I'm saying like we have two teams in on the NFC to where they can't face off. If the Chiefs got bounced early, we got nothing on the other side to help us get further. So we need some little AFC, just like a sprinkle of someone that could carry us.
Like Matt Stafford.
Like a.
Like jerk.
Dude, the Browns, could they upset the Jaguars in the first round? They just beat them.
Easily.
So like Amari Cooper?
Damn, this Tampa Bay, I kind of want to make a stack with the Tampa Bay. They go so late.
But dude,
and
I don't
their
think
players are
go...
such good fantasy players. No, not in this one.
No.
Next week.
Three. We're probably going to do another one after this, right?
Are you? That's crazy.
Doing a 15-minute video?
Yeah.
All right. Deal. Plus. God will like that.
Kid's getting surgery tomorrow. Yeah, you know, give him a... Got her.
All right, do another draft.
Three more.
Who are we aiming for right now? I can't even see the queue.
We have Evans in there. That's it.
Why are we going in on the NFC?
We're not. I just put him in there. Calm down. Eddie's. You want me to go Justin Jefferson?
No, fuck no. Kadarius Toney. Done. All right. Cooper is value. Like, he's the best value right now. By far. Are there any other running backs?
Now you want to go value. Now you
want
to go value. We had a fucking strategy.
Oh, you want McKinnon?
I want a McKinnon. I want Rashad White.
Clyde?
No.
Jonathan Taylor?
Brother.
Dude, the Colts are going to make the playoffs.
JT could be sneaky fucking
could
heat.
Could be sneaky.
Yeah, we're sneaky heat in this. Get it.
No way.
Bang!
Damn.
Bang! You thought I wasn't capable.
I didn't think so.
You doubted me. In my
still
moment
am.
Of need.
All right. That was a good AFC sprinkle. Washington played Chiefs round one. So happening.
Fuck.
3-seed Chiefs, 6-seed Colts.
Nah.
Yeah, that's like how it is right now,
Colts
I think.
Will be the 5-seed.
Browns will be the 5-seed.
Colts won't be in the playoffs after this week. Who do they
play? We're up. Giggles. Get Amari Cooper.
Oh, fuck.
Josh Downs.
Oh, someone took Jerick?
Brother, Coop.
You mother.
No one's in queue.
Fuck us.
Thank
yeah,
Lord.
They were.
They weren't in queue.
I had Coop in the
it
queue.
It wasn't in queue. He was
prove
just
it.
The best available.
Prove it.
It wasn't. You could see on the side there was nothing.
You could see that I picked Cooper.
All right. Good job. The thank end you. Result is what matters.
Correct.
Are we done? That was a great Tuesday. Run it back tomorrow instead of Thursday night preview.
I won't be here tomorrow in the office.
Let's do, instead of the preview tomorrow, a Thursday night draft. They have those.
Put your fucking hand away.
All right. Dude, you need some money in your account. How many mittens you been doing?
This is my first one I've ever done.
Jeez. You need to stop gambling.
How much money do you have?
I mean, not like a crazy amount, but I just figured like you being the boss. Yeah, way too many of those. Let's look at your wild card team, see how it was a week ago or a month ago at this point. Jesus Christ, Joshua Dobbs. I mean, it's Joshua Dobbs, dude. Remember that time? Remember when Dobbs was a starter?
I see no problem with this team.
I do. Justin Jefferson, T-Hawk, Dobbs, those are three guys that aren't even. And I think at the bottom you got Justin Watson.
Yeah.
All right. End this. Take us away. That was a $5 donation. How? I mean, I like the Eagle stack.
Oh, do you?
But
thanks.
Wasted three picks. All right, take us away. That is our underdog mitten draft for Tuesday night. You guys will be seeing this on Wednesday. Remember, if you join Underdog with code BDGE, you could get up to a $100 deposit match. And if you're watching this video and we win the grand prize, we will be taking you to the Super Bowl with us in 2025 in New Orleans. Nick is going to New Orleans in January. He already has a preview. He's going to scout out where we're going to stay during that week in February the next year. Big things are coming. Code BDGE on Underdog. Thank you, as always. Give us a like, give us a sub, give us some love. Hang.
Hang. That was it. That was it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.